But dude, that game trolled me!
Welcome to episode 67 of Uncorked Gamers. Year in review. Best things that happened to us. Bad things that happened to us.
Did you say year in review?
Yeah.
Okay.
Year in review.
Year end review?
What?
You know the term is year in review, right?
End?
In.
Yeah, that's what I said the first time.
I thought you said end.
I said it the second time.
I'm Dan.
Yeah, and I'm Jeff.
Sorry for breaking your mojo like that.
But you all know that already.
Yeah.
So, end of the year, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
End of the year.
Seems,
we should probably talk about it.
Seems like it went by so fast. But doesn't it always?
Yep.
So,
I mean, we're not going to recap every single thing that happened in the year. Let's be upfront. We don't want another two-hour podcast. That's not going to happen. We're going to talk about the things that we remember and that stood out to us.
Okay.
Because obviously, if we remember it, it's something that stood out to us.
Yeah.
So, let's start.
That's the first, I mean, but PlayStation experience.
But you want to start with place. You want to start with the end of the year and move back.
That's the most memorable so far, dude.
Well, yeah, because it just happened.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. Like, you know, it was the first time. My first time going to an expo. You know, basically, right?
Well, haven't you been to the fighting expos, right?
Well, those are different. Those are different. They're not. They're nothing like that. So. You're talking about, like, you know, various games versus, you know, like, a handful of games, you know? And, it was exciting to go there. I was excited to go see the end of Capcom Cup.
Yeah.
And I'm...
PlayStation VR.
PlayStation VR was, like, super great.
That's my golden darling right there, PlayStation VR.
The, motion sickness can go away.
I think that's just rigs now. After everything that I've heard, everybody seems to do fine with every other game, except for rigs. I think it's just a rigs thing.
Well, they need to do something. Because...
I think it's just that elevator part. I think the reason why it just stops building, is because you only really get motion sick in that one part. And then you just really, the entire time, you just have the motion sickness from that one part.
Well... Yeah, I mean, I guess you could close your eyes, if anything, since you already know. I mean, it's not something important to the game, you know, that elevator part, you know. I guess I could close my eyes, just pretend it's not happening.
Yeah, just pretend you're in a better place.
The Capcom Cup was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, the best tourney I've seen.
Oh my god! And then I got to take some pictures with
your heroes.
So a couple of my heroes, not as many as I would like, but I don't know if you heard that Daigo Umehara donated all his winnings to a it's a gaming scholarship fund.
I did not hear this.
Something like that. So, yeah, he donated all his winnings. His second place winnings were just a lot of winnings. It's a lot of money. He donated everything to a scholarship fund or something like that.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's super awesome, dude. Yeah. That's why they call him the Beast, man.
Because he just don't care, dude. He's like, oh, I didn't win Capcom Cup? Whatever.
No.
I won, like, 15 other tournaments. So, yeah, I can live.
He has money, dude. He wins tournaments, and if he doesn't win tournaments, he always makes money at tournaments, most of the time.
Yeah.
Enough to survive and then some. So, I mean, that was super hype. I loved it. I loved the whole everything. I loved everything. I hated missing just a single moment of that because I was hungry.
Yeah.
I hated it. But I hadn't eaten all damn morning, you know, I couldn't go all day without eating.
Oh, we did have a donut that day.
That doesn't count.
You had a double donut.
I had a cinnamon bun.
It was a donut wrapped in another donut.
No. Well, it was kind of like that. But it kind of wasn't like that. I mean, it was still a donut. Either way. Oh, and a pint of milk.
And a pint of milk.
Yes. Was it a pint?
I don't know. It was a single serving.
I think it was 12 ounces.
Yeah, I think a pint sounds like a lot, actually. It's like a full, tall European glass of beer. It was not that much milk.
A pint is only 16 ounces.
You seen those pint cups? It was not a pint cup.
Pint, right? A pint is 2 cups.
You didn't have that much milk.
Mm. 16 ounces isn't really that much. I mean, those pint cups, I mean, they're thick around, though. They're really thick, and it looks like you can fit more in there than you really can.
So what was your favorite game at PlayStation Experience?
My favorite game at PlayStation Experience. You know, as much as I wanted to try out the new, oh my god, dude,
Explain.
King of Fighters, sorry.
King of Fighters, yeah. Oh,
god. As much as I wanted to try that out, that probably would have been a pick for me. You know what I mean? But I think the game that I tried out that I loved the most was probably the, what was it called? The Dark Souls 2D.
Oh, 2D game. Salt and Sanctuary?
Salt and Sanctuary, yeah. I really enjoyed that game. And I feel like I can have a lot of fun with that.
Mm.
Yeah, but the guy's lagging on his development of the game.
He's upfront about it, though.
Yeah, yeah, he was. He kind of didn't care.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you should care, because I want it. So start caring.
Because I want it.
Plus, look at you. Look at where you're at. You know what I mean? You're at PlayStation Experience, man. You're getting your chance right here, you know? Like, just, you know, go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love that game. I mean, it was really fun. It had definitely the feel of the Souls games, and Souls games are fun. They're hard as crap, but they're fun.
Yeah, they're fair.
They're fair? They're not fair. They're below fair.
They're fair.
They're not fair.
They're fair.
Yeah, when you start grinding for levels like you do.
No.
You grinded for levels. Tell me you didn't.
Not till the end of the game that I started doing the challenge.
No way,
which you're
dude.
Not supposed to do until you're like new game plus mode anyway.
Why?
Because that's what they're designed. Because the challenges start in regular, and then they get harder and harder and harder as you progress. So by the time you get to the point where you're like near the end, you're already doing new game plus mode enemies.
Yeah.
And beyond. I think technically by the end of it, you're supposed to be like at least new game plus 2.
Maybe I'm just bad. But I mean, I didn't get to play too many games though, because I was more about the Capcom Cup.
Yeah, we had like one full day. Especially didn't say anything. VR wasn't one of your picks.
Because I mean, the motion sickness thing kind of took that away from me, and then the other one I tried was
you like headsies.
It was boring, dude. I mean, it was cool. You know, just trying it out for the first time was really cool. But it's not a game I would buy. It's not something I would buy.
Mm.
So I wasn't... I mean, the experience was nice. You know, but the games themselves just kind of... Yeah.
Man, I wish you could have played my game. Because, I mean, that was a game.
I wish I would have played something different. But, you know, unfortunately, you didn't get a choice, so...
Yeah, that was kind of weird, but I understand. You know, they don't want to make anybody feel bad. Hey, who wants to come play Headseas? Nah, I want to play Eve Valkyrie, man.
Nobody's playing my game.
I think my favorite game, not including any VR, because that's just an unfair advantage that it has for being cool tech. probably, I'd say Severed. From Dreamcast.
Oh yeah, the corpse one, right? No, that's not the corpse one. What was the corpse one?
No, it was the one you find the corpse in it. You find like your little baby brother corpse.
Which one was? Oh, Severed. Yeah, the
Vita one.
The Vita one. Yeah. Yeah, the one you spent like 3 hours on.
It's a 15-minute demo.
Yeah, and you spent 3 hours on it. Imagine that.
Did not. I was like,
you kept missing. You kept missing, dude. The little swipes. I saw you.
You can't miss.
I saw you.
You're always hitting. You just do more damage.
Because she was supposed to, yeah, like, supposed to do it at a certain time, and she doesn't hit you. And you kept missing, and she kept hitting you.
Oh, that's because it's touchscreen.
Because the Vita's touchscreen sucks?
No, it's because it's like swiping across my finger, the way I'm not used to swiping.
Mm.
So I had to adjust myself as to where I wanted me to start. That's
why you kind of did it a little weird, too.
Yeah.
You do that, yeah.
A bit of a
flourish. It's kind of a flick.
I flourish my swipes.
Yeah, it's weird. You don't do the side upward one.
No, dude, that's too slow.
It's not slow, dude. Just go like that. But you do like
this. Oh, I pulled my elbow.
No one can see what we're doing. Which is the funny part.
But yeah, Severed was really fun, really beautiful, beautiful game. A lot of really good color palette choices and stuff like that. I mean, I'm waiting for that. All right, PlayStation experience, fun. But I mean, there was Tokyo Game Show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what happened to Tokyo Game
Show. I don't remember either. I don't remember E3.
You remember E3?
Yeah, I remember E3. There was an Uncharted 4 thing on E3.
Yeah, there was an Uncharted 4 thing in E3.
There was Evo. Evo was great. Evo was always great, though. I love watching Evo. This is one of my favorite things to watch. I try to watch as much as I can, but this year I just couldn't. Just didn't have the time because of work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the time to watch a lot of the Evo, so I only caught Sundays. I saw a little bit on Friday and Saturday.
Didn't even see it.
I know you didn't.
Mm. Didn't even know about it.
Yeah, you did.
The person that was
you knew about it. How did you? You knew about Evo. Everybody knows about Evo, dude. Everybody knows about Evo. You've known about Evo for a long time now. Don't pretend.
Didn't know when that happened. The person was supposed to remind me. Did not.
June.
Did not remind
always
me.
Always happens in June, man. It's your birthday. Happens for your birthday.
Oh, that's why I didn't remember about it, because I was too focused remembering my birthday.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should stop remembering your birthday and start remembering Evo.
No.
Evolution, man.
Evo happens for my birthday. Don't you forget it.
It's like right before. Oh, no, you're late in the month.
Yeah, I'm way late in the month, yeah.
But, one of my dreams is to play at Evo. And maybe with Street Fighter V, I'll get a good chance at it.
No.
You know, shut up, man. Let me live my dream.
I just, you know, I'm preparing you for a world of disappointment.
Okay, I'm going to spend like 10,000 hours on Street Fighter V, just so you know.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gonna get good at it, dude. I'm going to be pro at it.
So your wife and kids are going to let that happen?
They don't have to know.
Oh, they'll know.
They'll know because I'll take the TV away from them. Dude, but I want to... No, like, seriously, though. I want to get... I'm pretty below average in Street Fighter 4, I would say. So, I don't know. Street Fighter 5, you know, it's a different mechanics. It's, people are saying it's easier to link in Street Fighter 5.
Oh, that's what you needed. You needed again to be a little bit easier for you.
There's no plinking in Street Fighter V.
What's plinking?
Which I don't understand why, how it's easier if there's no plinking.
Dude, you gotta tell me what these terms mean.
Plinking, when you push, let's say, you know, you push hard punch and medium punch one frame after each other.
Okay.
So the game will register that you pushed, hard punch, like you push hard punch and then medium punch right after it, right? So it's just like a quick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the game will register hard punch two times. So, it basically doubles your chance. So one frame link becomes a two frame link and it gives you an extra link to an extra frame to link your moves.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, a 60th of a second. Versus 2/60ths of a second, or 1/30th of a second, right? It's not really that big of a window, dude. But it does.
Pro.
Well, I mean, pros, dude, pros will, I mean, you see them, dude. They hardly ever miss combos, man.
No, they don't.
It's really an amazing skill. It's an amazing skill. I dream about, becoming, at least, you know, getting out of pools in a tournament.
Oh,
that's my number one goal. It's to get out of pools. That's it.
And you think your bison's gonna take you there?
Nah, I don't know. I might pick somebody different.
What?
Bison won't be my secondary, if anything.
Bison?
It'll be my secondary. He's actually not that bad in Street Fighter V, though. So.
Oh, man. Who are you thinking, then? If you're dropping your bicep.
I don't know. I really want to try Nikali. I feel,
Because he's evil looking?
I like his style. I like his, Super Saiyan look.
Yeah, you only pick people because you think they're evil looking, right?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah.
Do I do that? Yeah. I don't do that. Oh, I do that all the time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the time.
Why do I do that?
Every day.
Maybe I want to be evil.
Yeah.
I'm too nice, and I want to be evil, and then I show through my character selections.
I'm too nice. You're so humble.
Yeah, you know. I like to give.
Mr. Generosity over here.
Love to give. I don't know, man. What do you look forward to? What did you miss this year that you look forward to?
What I miss?
Like an event or something that you wanted, that you always wanted to do, gaming wise.
I think what would be fun would be to hang out with some of my friends on the couch.
Sounds exciting so far.
And do a 24-hour Twitch stream.
Oh, that's easy.
I would like to be a part of that event.
That's easy. But that can be done.
I would need a friend that likes to stream, and maybe another friend or two, and a couch to sit on and play games on.
That's a done deal.
It is?
Yeah, it's a done deal.
Oh.
I've been thinking about doing a 24-hour stream anyway, so... Yeah. And well, I wanted to do one before the end of the year, but that's not going to happen.
No.
That is not going to happen. I've been thinking for like at least the last like couple months that I wanted to do a 24-hour stream, my first 24-hour stream. But I would want to plan it out. Plan everything out.
Yeah, because you don't want to do just one game for 24 hours.
No, that's butts boring. People don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
And, you can probably do a game. Maybe if you do a popular game, you could do that for a little bit. Maybe like 4 hours or something like that. You know, a nice chunk.
Yeah.
But you would have to switch it up eventually.
Who would you want in your Twitch stream?
In my Twitch stream?
Yeah.
Well, we can get you, Vegan Dan.
Yeah.
We can get Titans in a day today.
Titan a day? Do Titan a day. It's one Titan per day.
Titan a day.
I don't know. That's the official pronunciation.
I don't even think he knows how to pronounce his own name.
No, I don't think he does either. But I officially coined it Titan a day.
I would get some Solo Assassin up in there.
Oh.
And some, oh my god, what is it, Nick for Delta?
I don't know who that is.
Nick. What is it? What is his tag? I have to remember his tag. We're talking about Nick.
The one whose house we got drunk
Both at? Nicks. How about both Nicks?
Both Nicks, okay. Yeah. One of them is King something.
Yeah, he just added me not that long ago.
On what?
Or not Nick. Who was it? No, what's his name? Oh my god, I forget his name.
Yeah, you're great with this.
I'm so bad with names. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, yeah, that sounds fun. We should do that. Keep your eyes peeled to twitch.tv/blackholeflare. Subscribe, get your announcements turned on.
So yeah, we'll plan this out.
When we do that.
We'll talk to everybody.
What are you thinking? Like, what time of the year? When do people do it?
When do people do it? During vacation time.
So, summer?
I would say summer's probably
Are we going to try to do the charity thing?
The charity thing? What do you mean?
Yeah, 24-hour Twitch stream for charity.
Well, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think we'll get much charity done.
It doesn't matter, dude. Whatever we get.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we can always link it.
Do we know how to do that? So that
people... Yeah, you can link. It's all about links. People will link, and you can add it on Twitch alerts, and then Twitch alerts will tell you, hey, this guy just donated this much.
Oh, cool.
And we could probably do some giveaways.
We should have a team with I'll Be Danged.
I'll Be Danged, yeah.
Can't believe you forgot. I'll Be Danged.
Well, I was thinking of people that would be here physically.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really think about
you don't think
doing it across like the interwebs and stuff. And yeah, but that's actually a pretty good idea.
You don't think I'll Be Danged would be like
willing? No, he'd be totally down, dude.
Fly over the cream puff town and
I'll be dang is in love with me, dude, just so you know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not the one marrying him, taking him to the moon. Okay? He already has a fan.
I'll take him to my black hole.
I guess he'll have to talk to Charlie Chaos about that.
Charlie Chaos is so cool, dude. She'd totally be down. But, summer before summer. But we do have to talk to everybody, though, about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to get a large group. You know, a bunch of Twitchers. A bunch of non-Twitchers. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. We can
play a bunch of games.
Yeah. Everybody, we can try different consoles. Get some Wii action on there.
Do some Xbox, competitive some action. Do some Nidhogg tournaments. Nidhogg?
Nidhogg?
The fencing game.
Oh, that game. I remember that game. That game was weird. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so simplistic, but it's so fun.
Sadly, we probably won't be able to play any PC games because your PC sucks.
Well, we can bring another PC.
That's a lot of work for a person to do.
It's a PC. I have a monitor. It's fun. You just have to bring, like, the tower. That's it. That's all you have to bring. It's just the tower. I have everything else. I have a mouse. I have a keyboard. That's all you need in a monitor. That's it. That's all you need. Whoever has a better PC can bring that PC. Because mine sucks. Because
yours sucks.
But yeah. So, happening.
All right. It's official. Happening. You heard it here. So,
favorite?
What was a game that came out this year that you just too busy with other games, too busy with life, whatever, you didn't get to play, but you really wanted to get into playing?
Oh, that I wanted to play but didn't play. You know what's so funny? I think about it now. And it just reminded me of the game is Watch Dogs.
It didn't come out this year.
It didn't come out this year, didn't it?
Wasn't there a release title for PS4?
I don't even remember anymore.
I don't think it came out this year. But continue.
No, you know what? You're right. But it's been that long. It's been that long since I played this stupid game. I started out. I went into the intro, and then stopped.
What?
Yeah. And I don't remember why I stopped, but I just didn't go back to it. And I wanted to play the crap out of that game. Dude, yeah, you're right. No, you're right, dude. It's been over a year.
Yeah, it came out in May.
Wow, dude.
Of 2014.
It doesn't seem like I've had it that long, but you're right.
Yep.
All right, then.
Anything else?
When did, No, that... No, that was... Oh my god. Dude, time is lost on me, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
No.
That came out this year. Did I own or just wanted to play?
You just wanted to play. I mean, you know, maybe it's your own, maybe you didn't own. Who knows? I own most of the games
If we're talking about games that I really wanted to play that I didn't get a chance to play because someone didn't put it out for my console, it would be Afterbirth. Yeah. I'm mad about Afterbirth.
Shots fired. Edmund McMahon.
Edmund is a jerk, dude. Don't be telling me it's coming out before the end of the year, and then it's not coming out before the end of the year.
Dude, they released a statement that there were some delays.
I don't care what statements they released, dude. They said they were... He said it was coming out before the end of the year, and they lied to me. They straight up lied to me. The game they were playing at PAX was on the PS4.
Yeah.
It was on the PS4. It was already pretty much done.
It was a playable demo, yeah.
What happened? What the hell happened? Come on.
The same thing that happened that made them not be able to put it out on the 3DS, Vita, or the Wii U.
No, Nintendo's just being a jerk. No, actually, why didn't they put it out on the... Because
they just can't get it to run. They can't get it to run well at all. So they just
okay,
can't...
Okay, How is Rebirth working then? This is just a DLC, man. Come on, it can't be that much.
I don't know.
that much more programming involved for it to work, man.
I don't know, man. That just didn't have enough. I think it's just.
I'm not a programmer, right?
The Wii U, 3DS, and the Vita don't have enough programming hardware capabilities.
No, you can. Dude, that's not a very intensive game.
Apparently, it's more intensive than we know.
No, they just don't know how to figure out the code for the Wii U and stuff. I don't know, man. But I'm highly disappointed. Highly disappointed. While everybody else is playing and I'm watching streams,
I'll be thanks.
Sign, yeah.
Fighting little demon chipmunks.
Man, I wish I had this game. I got really close to buying it on PC, but then I remembered I buy games on PC and don't play them.
Yeah, you don't even play Isaac on PC.
Well, I have the original Isaac on PC.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, and I told myself that I wouldn't get Wrath of the Lamb until I beat, until 100%ed Isaac, the original Isaac game. And then it never happened, and then Rebirth came out. Yeah. And then I got it for free on the PS4, so I was like, okay, I'll just get it for the PS4 then. But, yeah, disappointed, man. Straight up disappointed. So that's, yeah, I think that's the game that I really wanted to play, but I didn't get the chance to.
Alright. I mean,
does that count as a DLC, really? Whatever, it counts. I mean, they did a lot with the DLC.
Right.
They changed the whole game.
They always do.
What about you, Dan?
I think mine... it really just has to do with just time commitments and being able to negotiate all my busyness and my need to play games in order. More than anything, this has to do with my need to play games in order. Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm not going to touch that until I beat the two PSP ones. And Ground Zeroes.
Do you own it?
I own all of them.
You own all of them, but you never played any of them.
But the ones I just listed, I'm like probably a third or halfway through the first PSP game. And that's it, as far as my playthrough of those franchises.
Which Metal Gear Solids do you have, though?
I have all the Metal Gear Solids. Period.
But you haven't played those ones?
I've played 1 through 4.
But you never finished them?
No, I finished them.
So, I don't understand why you're...
Because Metal Gear Solid 5 takes place after Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, and Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
So what if you don't have a Vita?
Well, for some unknown reason, people don't talk about Portable Ops when they talk about the games or in the Metal Gear Solid franchise, even though it's like canon storyline, right? They talk about it in Peace Walker and they talk about it in Metal Gear Solid 5. So why it's not canon, I don't know. Or why people never talk about it, I don't know, but it's there. Don't forget Portable Ops Plus, it's part of the franchise. But you can do Peace Walker on the PS3, which is where I have it, actually.
Okay. Well, maybe you should start playing those.
I should, but...
But what?
Alright. We're gonna save that to the end.
Okay, there's more.
What's your biggest disappointment this year?
Isaac.
Afterbirth? What's your biggest disappointment?
My biggest disappointment is Afterbirth.
Yeah.
The biggest disappointment, like a real big disappointment. I would have to say Star Fox Zero was my biggest disappointment this year. Even though the game's not out yet, but it was a lot less than I expected, especially after being gone for so long, and then you know, like it's coming out for a new system, new Nintendo system. It didn't feel like there was anything special to the new Star Fox. And graphically, it almost seemed to me like it was on Nintendo 64 game. You know what I mean? It didn't seem different to me.
But I mean, it's the art style of the Star Fox game. It's how they're supposed to look.
They're supposed to look like polygons, man. Have you played the first one? It's supposed to look like triangles and and hexagons and and squares and all this stuff. I mean, the art style, you're telling me that no game has ever changed their art style?
I know, but some people, that's like their excuse.
Yeah. It needs revamping, man. It needs something new. It needs a change. Polish, yeah. I mean, this whole, like, gimmicky, like, little tethering robots and stuff like that, like tanks that can fly now. Why the hell you need a tank that can fly? You have an R-Wing, man. Come on. Like, give me something different. It doesn't feel different to me, dude. It just feels the same. I don't know. Platinum Games is working on it. So maybe they'll give it a good twist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, graphically and control. Well, the controls, okay, so the controls are independent. The aim is independent of the flying now. So, and they were talking about how that's the way it should be. Like, you shouldn't have to shoot in the direction that you're facing. So, you know what I mean? Because, you know, if you're in the plane, you want to shoot down, and you're flying up, you can shoot down if you want. You know what I mean? Whatever.
No.
So, yeah.
No, they shoot straight.
No, we're talking about futuristic weapons here, man. We're not talking about, like, straight-up machine guns on, a biplane, man. This isn't the 1940s anymore.
I thought you went back to like the 1940s. I'm pretty sure our planes still shoot straight.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Star Fox.
They got rockets to lock on. Yeah, sure, but I'm pretty sure the machine guns still shoot straight out.
Well, I mean, that depends too, because there was like manned like little machine guns also that you could. You know, you can move around.
If you're playing two players, somebody gonna have the manned gun.
Well, you know, I'm saying it's there. It's there. It's happened. It's a thing, in real life. So don't be telling me that it's not. All right. So you can aim independently of the way you're facing, which is cool. I like that. That's a good change. See, that's different. That's completely different.
Why move your ship? Just leave your ship flying in one area and just shoot everything down.
Because things will come at you.
Oh, okay. Just tilt a little bit.
There might be multiple things. Might be a bullet hell.
Star Fox is a bullet hell?
It's not going to be a bullet hell. But there could be at least 10 objects on the screen at one time.
The Wii U can't handle a bullet hell. It'll melt.
It's an NX.
It's not coming out. It's going to
have to.
Why?
It's going to have to.
It's coming out next year. Why does it have to come
out? It's not even coming out next year. It's going to get delayed, dude. Mark my words.
Alright, my biggest disappointment. Man, you don't want to let me talk, do you?
Go ahead.
Destiny Taken King.
Yeah.
I really wanted that game to be more. I really wanted to like that game more than I did. Because, I mean, it started out so strong. The presentation.
I did enjoy it at first, too.
The presentation, the story aspects of it and stuff like that. And then the raid was kind of ho-hum.
The raid...
I still think Atheon is the best raid. The Vault of Glass.
I don't think that raid...
I had more fun with the House of Wolves.
It didn't feel difficult. Like, yeah, I mean... We do the raid and die a lot,
yeah.
But it just still didn't. It didn't feel like it was difficult. You know what I mean? It feels like it was. It was just too.
It's a puzzle that once you figure it out, you got it. Right. Yeah. Whereas Vault of Glass still had that Vault of Glass, House of Wolves. They still had that randomness aspect. They kept it fun.
Yeah, you don't know where you're gonna show up, and you need to be quick on, you know, what you need to do to help out the team. The Crota raid was, let me see, the Crota, okay, only because nobody did the sword part legit.
Yeah.
Nobody ever did it legit. Okay, nobody crossed the bridge, opened up the next bridge with the sword, cross over, do the third one, and then have the people on that side open up their bridge so the next person could cross over and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
So nobody did that. Maybe at first, you know, the beginning, you know, when nobody knew people about the tricks,
stuff like that.
Once people started realizing that, hey, you know, I can jump across with a sword. Like, why do I need to do that and hide in this little corner? And then it was only because of that. Yeah. It was only because of that that I didn't like that one more, I think, than Atheon. Because, I mean, the first one was just, it was just, like, mobs of enemies, dude. The first part of Crota was just mobs and mobs and mobs, dude. And, like, it was cool, like, it was cool to learn how to get through it on your own. Like, with a warlock, at least, you know what I mean? Yeah. I thought it was really cool, you know, because you get certain gear to help out their solar bombs to last longer. You know the enemies won't go into the solar bombs. It was really fun, you know what I mean? Just trying to do that alone. And it's one of the raids that you could do alone, which I also like, you know? And you could actually do the whole thing alone.
Yeah.
Which is pretty damn amazing. You need a lot of skill to do that, which I didn't have.
And a good shotgun.
I like that, man. Yeah.
Good shotgun, absolutely. Yeah.
There's one guy that did a shotgun only.
Yeah.
Shotgun only, dude. He had the, what's that, the primary shotgun? What's that called? The...
No.
That's a sniper.
Yeah, Universal Remote.
Was it Universal Remote? Yeah.
That's primary shotgun.
And then, yeah, he had a... I don't remember what he had for a second, or for his actual shotgun. But he went through the whole game, shotgun only.
You know what else bugged me about Taken King? The perks on the weapons and the armor.
The way it worked?
No, not necessarily the way it worked, but, like, they just didn't... It just... They get rid of your gear one items. And so you're like, okay, well, I gotta get the usual items.
Yeah, completely destroy them, dude. Yeah. Completely.
And then it just basically feels like inferior versions of the year one stuff. And I'm just like, well, not only does the stuff not feel original, now I just feel like I have weaker toys than I had before. Like, they didn't have that visceral feeling that the first year ones did.
It gets to a point where, like, they run out of ideas on what to do with a gun.
Yeah.
And it just, it has that feel like you're just playing with the same guns over and over again.
I mean, they gave you the sword, that was kind of cool and stuff like that, but, oh, and how they force you to do PvP to get some of the cooler stuff, right? Like the sword quests. To get the legendary sword, you have to do PvP. To get legendary weapons, some of the legendary weapons for each class lock behind PvP. And it's like, I don't want to play PvP. I want my exotics. I don't want to play... Give me a non-PvP option, please.
Yeah. Miss Trom didn't like that either.
No, she hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand it. I mean, myself, I didn't play too much PvP. No, actually, according to the app, I played a lot of PvP. But yeah. I don't remember playing so much. But, I mean, I kind of stopped playing PvP after a certain point. I think it was before the first DLC came out.
Mm.
And, I mean, it was fun. It's fun. I still play it, but it just... didn't care too much for it. It was whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I mean, I think because of that, you know, because I don't really care about PvP, like, it didn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole exotic things behind the PvP, it didn't matter to me. It didn't bug me.
Yeah, I was just really hoping that they were going to announce, like, a hard mode for, like, Vault of Glass. People were expecting that, you know. The armor sets for... was it Oryx? Didn't look that cool. I tell you, man.
I like mine.
They needed to do a armor sets, like real armor sets that really made you feel awesome for having that armor. You know.
I like mine. Mine like made me look like a witch.
That was the Crota one, right? That was the Crota one, right?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about Oryx.
Oh, the Oryx one. I can't remember my armor.
Yeah, it's just because, exactly. It wasn't very memorable.
Right?
So, yeah, I think that was my biggest disappointment of the year. I mean, the presentation was top-notch. I feel like, you know, what they did to fix the issues people are having with the story, and, like, having cutscenes after cinematics, and actually having the story, cohesive storyline, stuff like that. I thought they finally hit that right. But then it's... Again, you know, it's DLC. It's like, it's too short. It's a shooter. People go through that stuff way too fast. You gotta give people more than that for a DLC.
It's still an MMO, though.
MMO DLC is way longer. You can't even compare MMO DLCs to shooter DLC. It falls short of that regard as well.
Well, there you have it. That was my first MMO that I played.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The whole repetitiveness of that kind of stuff.
Warcraft. Dungeons & Dragons Online. That's actually one you could probably play on your computer.
I'll play it with you. I've never been interested in those.
I got two people that will play that with you. Just let me know.
I'm just saying, like, I've never really been interested in those type of games. It just, I don't know, not my deal. But, you know, Destiny, it was a shooter. It was different.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's still an MMO, but it was a shooter mostly, I think.
I think the big drop, one of the reasons why MMOs are just funner to play than shooters as far as, regular MMOs have a bit of a longer appeal than shooters. Than Destiny did, was that you get to explore a lot more. The world's just a lot bigger than Destiny. Destiny was very small compared to most MMOs.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of memory to create those worlds, a lot of memory. Whereas you know a regular you know like top view MMO, it's not going to be as
graphically as complex. Intensive. Yeah, I mean Final Fantasy 14. That runs on the PS4 fine. Elder Scrolls Online. It was on the PS4.
No, it's just me. Like, I mean, the worlds themselves. Are, you know, you're talking about like. Actually, no. Final Fantasy 14 is actually. Yeah, that one's a bit different. I'm thinking more of the old school ones.
Yeah, you're thinking old school ones.
But I guess these new ones are a little bit different. They changed a lot. But I mean, they still don't compare to like. You know, the vast amount of memory that you need to create a world in Destiny. You know what I mean? Create a planet and stuff. You know, that's a lot of detail and
You're not creating a planet. You're creating a level.
I mean, that's what I mean. Zone. Sorry, the zone in the world, whatever. At the level, you know what I mean? It's a lot of memory. And it's a lot more memory that you know, that is used up to create one of those levels than it is, for one in Final Fantasy 14.
I don't think so. I don't think it's
You don't think more. So?
I don't think it's as crazy as you think it is.
It feels like it to me, at least.
Because they want you to.
It just seems like there's a lot more detail, dude, in the...
Would you get a Destiny 2? A straight-up sequel, not a DLC.
No.
No?
No. I don't think I would. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't, actually.
You're just done with it.
I would have to. I mean, as much as I would like to, I wouldn't do it without watching it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it without knowing.
You wouldn't day one it.
Yeah, like I need to know how long this game is. You know what can I do in this game? You know, and weapons and all that stuff. You know, just everything. You know, just see the game in detail. You know, from somebody else playing it first.
Okay. Yeah, probably the same boat. I feel like I'm tired of giving an excuse of it being a FPS MMO. I think that's just can't be an excuse anymore. I want a big, expansive world to explore. I want not just Russia. I want London and like the U.S. and India. You know, the jungles of India. You know, just give it to me.
Yeah, I mean. That's the other thing too is that there was a very limited amount of levels, very limited amount, right? One per planet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's one per planet. Yeah.
One per planet. I think that's the biggest problem. Is they didn't give you enough places to explore.
No variety.
Because yeah, MMOs. Yeah, it was Destiny was repetitive. Yeah, a lot of MMOs are repetitive. But
all MMOs are repetitive.
But that excitement of like, oh, I just unlocked this like. Frozen Tundra. I get to go run around, explore, find all the enemies in here, and stuff like that. They need more enemy varieties. Now, how great, how much more fun would it have been if you find the Fallen, they had like a, you know, a Fallen, like, lion thing or something like that, that was part of their thing, too. So every once in a while, you're walking down one of the hallways, and this Fallen lion thing would jump out, you'd have to fight it off, and stuff like that, you know?
Like one of their pets?
Yeah, like one of their pets or something, you know? But instead, it's just dregs, skanks, Shanks. Dregs, Shanks.
Skanks.
Captains.
You called those games.
I always did, dude.
We did, yeah, but nobody else does.
Nobody else does. That was a little code name for them. But it was the same things, the same skins, you know, like, eventually with the new DLC, they're like, yeah, some of them shot sniper rifles, but they're still shanks. You know, it was still vandals.
Yeah. It was... Yeah, there wasn't too many different types, right, for each class?
I think each race.
Each race, I mean?
I think they probably had the same amount of different types. There's probably like 5 types for each race.
They had the knights. Let's see, those guys had the knights. They had the...
Oh, you're talking about the... What are they called? Hive?
The Hive.
The wizards, knights, thralls.
The thralls. Would you consider the thralls and the explosive thralls? Would you consider those different?
I guess so, because they... I mean, they're variations, but I'll give it to them.
Okay.
Because you have to handle them differently.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is too, like, you know, with the new DLC, all the little taken ones.
Yeah.
They were the same enemies.
Yeah.
They were the exact same enemies. You know,
they did
things
differently though. Enough. They were different enough. I mean, they had the same characteristics, but you know, they made them feel different enough for a while at least.
I guess so. I still felt like they were the same. Didn't really feel too different to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, like I told Vegan, that there was a point, I got to a point where I felt like I regretted buying the DLC. The last DLC.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad...
I still had fun with it. I'm not going to say I didn't have fun with it, because I did.
I'm not going to say I regret it. I'm glad I gave them the money, because I wanted to support them coming up with a better story and presentation for the game. So I support that. So I'm fine giving them money for that. I just wish that I could support them giving me more content.
Yeah.
Instead, we got microtransactions.
Dance moves. Freaking dance moves. The Carlton's like $5.
Yeah.
It's $5 for a dance move.
Made famous on a TV show.
I'm talking about like a 3-second gif, man.
Yeah.
Probably more than 3 seconds. We'll call it a 10-second gif. $5.
That's not where they stopped, though. Yeah. They kept it going.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah, you can level up, remember?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Yeah, so, disappointments. What else you want to talk about?
Alright. What is... Let me see, I don't want to say this.
Anticipated game?
Sure. No? See, let's wait till we get closer to the end of the podcast. So we can end of the year stuff. Like resolutions and all that. To our question of the week.
Resolutions. Like those ever work, huh?
What was your biggest surprise, I think, of the year?
My biggest surprise of the year was the announcement of the NX.
You weren't expecting that?
I wasn't expecting Nintendo to come out with a console. Because the Wii U doesn't feel that old to me.
Yeah.
And they just straight up announced a new console after the Wii U. Now, the Wii U...
It was like 2011 when it actually came out, right?
It didn't feel like it. It didn't feel like it.
No, it did not feel like it. I think the reason why is because, like, 2 years, the game didn't have anything to play. So nobody bought one or played one for, like, 2 years. And then they started coming out with the Marios and the Donkey Kongs and the everything else.
And then they started talking about, so they're talking about the NX, and they announced the NX, and then they start talking about mobile gaming and all this stuff, and I was just like, okay, this is weird. Why isn't, you know, what direction is Nintendo heading now? And I didn't understand, like, whether this new console was going to be an actual console or just, I don't know, something gimmicky? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I didn't know what to expect from it. They're talking about doing all this mobile stuff, and I was just like, okay, well, are they just done with video games? Like, real, you know, AAA video games?
Are they done for realsies?
And, that would probably be pretty saddening to me. Because I still want to play, I still want to play Nintendo games, you know what I mean?
You still want your Zelda.
Yeah, man, I want my, the anchor games that Nintendo has.
You think they would just not make games at all?
If it got bad enough, I feel yeah. I mean, Nintendo, they're obviously not a giant anymore,
right?
But and I feel like not systems though, no consoles. I feel they would go like the Sega route.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I don't think they would ever stop making games. Just doesn't seem like something Nintendo would do to me.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, their games, even just the Marios and the Zeldas are super popular, dude. I mean, just those games alone would make a lot of money on, you know, whether it was on a, you know, PlayStation 5 or Xbox 2.
The Y box?
Sure.
Do you think they would go third party? I think it's smart enough to say that they would go third party.
Yeah. There's no way, there's no way that Sony or Xbox wouldn't pick up the games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To grab all the kiddos, man, so all the youngins. But anyway, yeah, I was surprised when they announced that. It was just kind of a strange thing. Especially the mystery behind it.
Mm. Speaking of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I think my biggest surprise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bloodstained. Igavania. Oh, man. I heard that. I found out about that. I think it was I just saw a stream. Like a Twitch stream or something like that. And like he was playing, people were playing Castlevania games. I was like, man, why are people playing a bunch of Castlevania games right now? And I found out it was because Igavania's making another Castlevania game. All independent. And I was just like, what? don't tease my heart.
And then you just went and paid $1,000 for it.
Not $1,000, like $250.
Close enough to $1,000. So much money. So much money.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to show that.
No, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool, that's cool.
I need Igavania to know that he can go ahead with my full confidence. And then I championed that game so hard. I got you to do it. I got some of my other friends to do it. Yeah, I try to convince other people.
I mean, I'm totally down, dude. I played Castlevania games before, you know, and I enjoy them. The last one...
You didn't even play the handheld ones, have you?
No, I haven't played the handhelds.
Yeah, that's where most of them are, dude.
The last one that I played was Castlevania 64. That game sucked. That was probably one of the worst Castlevanias.
You played that after Symphony of the Night?
No, I haven't played Symphony of the Night.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, 24-hour Twitch stream, we're going through that game. You're playing Symphony of the Night. I can't believe you have... You. Oh my... How could you back... I must have really convinced you, because if you haven't played Symphony of the Night, I mean, that's his style, that's what the Igavania games are.
What are you talking about? The Castlevania games are NES, man.
No, I'm talking about Igavania. He didn't create Castlevania. He wasn't there for the first game. He was there for Symphony of the Night. He made Castlevania popular again with Symphony of the Night.
Which one's Symphony of the Night?
The one on the PlayStation.
TV. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't play that one there. Yeah, I didn't play that one. What was the one where the castle turns upside down?
That's Symphony of the Night.
Is it Symphony of the Night? Then yeah. I have played it.
The one you play is Alucard. The entire game.
I can't remember, dude.
And you level up.
Yeah, and you can, you get books and spells and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I have played that then.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Have you beaten it?
I don't believe I did beat it. I got past the point where the castle turns upside down, and then you have to kind of redo the whole damn thing again.
but with harder enemies.
Yeah, dude. But like, it got super difficult, dude.
It feels so different, too. Like, the design of the castle was so good.
Even though, you know, like, it's the same rooms upside down.
Yeah.
And some of them made sense after you saw them upside down. You know what I mean? Like, you see this room with a certain design, and then it's upside down. It's like, ah, that's really cool. Like, you know, like, that works out.
Not only does it work out that you can play it as Alucard, who gets all the abilities, like double jump and stuff like that, and turn into a bat, but you could play it as Maria, which we couldn't do in the States for a very long time. But
did that come out on something other than the PlayStation?
The Maria version? Originally, it came out on the Dreamcast. No, not Dreamcast. The Saturn and the PlayStation. And then there's been ports.
It was a PlayStation one, though.
The one that came into the
States. I don't remember playing it on a PlayStation, though.
The one that came out to the States with the PlayStation one. They got ported to the Xbox 360. And then they got put on the PSP version with an enhanced script.
I guess I must have played it on a PlayStation, then.
You might have played it on the PS3. It was Instant Game Collection.
No, this was before PS3.
Oh.
Well, I guess it was PlayStation.
It had to have been, then. Yeah. Unless you, like, emulated
it. I didn't even realize that was Symphony. That game was fun, though. That game was super fun.
Like, running around like, yeah, man, Castlevania 7 was great. What?
Anyway, 64 really sucked. That was really bad. I mean, they tried to do the whole 3D thing, and I feel like it just didn't work out at all.
Yeah, I mean, I know people don't like it as much, but I still think Lament of Innocence was a fine 3D Castlevania. And people don't think it hit the 3D mark very good enough, but I had a blast playing that one.
Yeah.
The origin story to the Castlevania curse. Ever since they retconned the Game Boy ones.
Game Boy ones. God.
Castlevania Adventures, I believe.
You and your handhelds, man.
Actually, I haven't played Castlevania Adventures. Those are the, like, original Game Boy ones.
Yeah, I didn't have those.
You didn't have...
I didn't have a lot of games for my Game Boy.
You didn't have
My parents wouldn't buy me too many.
A Super Game Boy?
I had the Game Boy TV. What was it called?
Super Game Boy.
Was that the Super Game Boy?
I think so. What the one you plugged in the Super Nintendo?
Yeah. And it had, like, pretty colors and stuff. Except not so much pretty colors. It was like a tone of red, like, throughout the whole game. Or green or whatever. You could choose, like, your own color. I don't know. It was a bit weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Game Boy... I mean, I had a hard enough time getting Nintendo games and Super Nintendo games. But getting Game Boy games for some reason was a little more difficult. I don't think my parents liked me playing outside, though. That's the thing. Like, they didn't like me playing all the damn time. Like, when I'm home or whatever, I can play. But if I'm out somewhere, like, they don't want me to... I think that's the deal. I don't know, dude.
Alright.
So. Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to throw my way?
What was the question?
Exactly.
No, seriously, what was the question? Was there a question?
Well, why don't we do topic of the week?
This is the topic of the week?
I hate you.
Am I supposed to read that, like, every week?
Yeah, every day, every Tuesday, at the very least.
But I find out when I'm here, so it doesn't matter.
I hate you.
You do hate me. But you love to hate me, though.
that's a word. Alright, let me pull up, see if we got any responses to our Twitter question of the week. By the way, the Twitter question of the week was, what is your gaming resolution?
Gaming resolution?
Yeah, give you a little bit of time to think about that. Want to check our last thing? No. No responses.
We got no responses this time?
Oh, wait. Here we go. Just popped in. All right. Masago 831.
Hey, not leaving this dry.
Not leaving this dry. You know who Ken can on?
Who?
I'll be dang.
What about him?
Never answers our questions.
But he loves the podcast.
He loves the podcast, but...
And he promotes it.
He does promote it, but...
So,
would it hurt him so hard to jump on his Facebook and drop a little answer due?
What?
A little answer do.
A little answer do?
Yeah.
All right.
A little diddly do?
Yeah. That's a thing.
Alright, Masagu831. Thanks for writing in. Alright. Had to add gaming, didn't you? Don't want no more wedding questions, answers.
Dude, if we're talking about real resolutions, it's not going to happen.
Alright. I resolve to finishing all Assassin's Creed Chronicles story. Always get sidetracked.
Story of my life. Yeah. I've started to play like 100 games and have not completed any of them.
Mm.
God, I hate myself for doing that too. I can't just focus on one game.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't. You want to be involved in all the conversations. And you can't do it. You can't. It's impossible. You can't be Joe everybody.
I want to play every damn game. And I buy games to play them.
And you don't.
Yeah. And I don't, because then I go and buy another game and play that. And then I stop playing.
I've started finally getting some self-control where I'm like, I'll buy that when I have time to play it, because then I'll buy it cheaper.
That's also true.
Yeah.
The, like right now I'm playing a DS game. The Super Mario RPG
where you go inside Bowser's stomach. With that? Can I borrow it?
You want to borrow it?
Yeah.
Can you play that on a 3DS?
Yeah.
Can you play DS games there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I also have a DS.
Oh. I didn't realize you had DS. You don't talk about it.
Because I have a 3DS now, so why would I talk about my DS anymore?
Because it's still a thing. It's like talking about Nintendo when you have a Wii U. You still talk about it. It's still conversation, man.
I'm saying the 3DS and the DS are pretty much the 3DS is a DS. Plus more. So why wouldn't I just say my 3DS?
You can play the DS? Like, you were talking about DS games, not DSi games, though.
You mean a little, like, stuff you have to download?
No. That's a cartridge. It's a cartridge.
There are no DSi cartridges.
Weren't there?
No.
What was the difference between the DS and the DSi?
Better battery life, a camera, and specific features that require to use a camera.
Okay. So it wasn't anything game-wise.
Yeah, I mean, like, the downloadable
games. It wasn't like the 3DS the new 3DS kind of deal.
No, it wasn't. Well, no. I mean, except for, like, again, the downloadable games. Because you couldn't... There was no store on the DS. Regular DS.
No, I never got a DSi. No.
Hey, you did.
Did I?
Your kids have
them. I have a DSi. I never got a DS.
Yeah, you never got a regular DS.
Before that, I had the Game Boy Advance. And before that, I had the original Game Boy.
I had the Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, DS, and 3DS.
Remember the Pocket?
Yeah, I remember the Pocket.
Game Boy Pocket?
Game Boy Pocket, yeah.
I think it was tiny, dude. So light.
I don't know if I could do it. This thing, right, they came out with the, like, Game Boy Micro or whatever. I was like, that's too small. I can't
see that. For realsies, though.
Yeah. Resolution.
My resolution.
I got my resolution.
Is to stop buying so many damn games.
That
I don't play.
Dude, then you
wouldn't buy... I can't play.
You wouldn't buy any games.
Huh?
You wouldn't buy any games. You wanna know why you wouldn't buy any games? Because you only play one game.
I'm done with that game, though.
Yeah.
I platinumed that game!
Until February.
By the way, I platinumed Isaac.
Dude.
Last night.
Okay.
Was it last night?
It was last night.
I platinumed Isaac last night.
You wouldn't be able to tell by looking at his trophies.
You're a jerk. No, Sony's a jerk. Sony didn't give me my trophy. They're not giving me my platinum trophy.
Yeah.
And I try to sync it with the Sony thingy, and it's like, error 45.
Yep.
Can't do it. Gonna have to wait, buddy.
Got a glitch trophy. You should take a picture of it and tweet it to Sony saying, please give me my platinum.
Just like that?
Yeah. She's all salty, like. Get Big Dong on that tweet to pour some salt on it.
No, he'll pour too much salt.
Too much salt.
He puts too much salt on things, man. Dude, it's very upsetting. But mostly what I'm talking about, though, is just like the PC games that I have.
Yeah.
And I keep doing it.
I keep doing it.
I know. Keep tricking. Dude, you. I know I can't play these games, but But I still, like, well, I mean, yeah, even the last one wasn't that long ago, dude. I got the South Park game.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
it on PC. It wasn't that long ago. Right? Maybe a couple months?
Something you like that? You got it, like, right before it went on sale on PlayStation.
PlayStation, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And then I was like, I could have gotten it on PlayStation. But whatever, that doesn't matter. What matters is that I bought it, and I haven't played it. I haven't even opened it up, dude. I don't even think it's downloaded. I think I just have it, but it's not even downloaded onto my computer.
It just makes you feel good, that you know, that you have it.
And the same thing goes with, like, Borderlands 2. I have Borderlands 2. I actually started that game. But, you know, like, I haven't gotten very far into it, and it just kind of stopped.
Yeah, we were supposed to play it together, and then you ditched me for Sasuke.
I didn't ditch you. Just played more often. You were playing something else. I don't know. I can't remember.
All you had to say was, hey, Dan, Borderlands, let's go. And I've been like, all right, I'm down.
I don't know what happened.
Let me find the save point.
This might be your imagination. But, like, Fez, I got Fez for the PC. Haven't played it on PC.
Yeah, I actually played it on PS4.
I played a little bit on PS4. What else did I get? I have tons of games, dude. I have Fallout 2. I haven't played either one of those. I have Doom 3, for God's sakes. I have Doom 3.
You beat that game, though.
No, I didn't beat it.
You never beat it?
I beat Hell. I beat the big boss in Hell. And then I get out of Hell and went back to the real world. And kind of stopped for whatever reason.
Isn't that basically the end?
Yeah.
What?
And I didn't go through the whole thing. I don't know. This is what I do. It's my thing.
Just go back and finish it.
I know, dude. All I have to do is just go. No, I don't even have the save file anymore. I have to go through the whole thing.
Well,
my save file was on the other computer that I had before this one. So I'd have to go through the whole thing.
I guess we know where you're twitching.
I can't twitch that. My computer won't let me twitch that.
Dude, I think you have it on the PlayStation by now. I think it must have been the PlayStation freebie at some point in the past couple of years.
It was an Xbox.
It was on Xbox.
I don't think it was on PlayStation, though. That can come out on PlayStation?
I think so.
It came out for Xbox and PC.
I feel like it came out on PS3. The BFG edition.
Oh, that might have, yeah, that might be a thing. But, what else do I have on PC? I have,
Too many.
I have the rock and roll beat-em-up game, what is it called with,
What?
Oh my god, with Jack Black.
Oh, you mean the rock and roll RTS game? Brutal Legends?
Where the hell? Brutal Legends, yeah, I have that, I haven't played it. Yeah, there's a lot of them. I'd have to look through the list, but there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
So, what game...
Since I got introduced to stupid Humble Bundle, dude. Ever since I got introduced to that, I bought like a bunch of them. And I haven't played any of them, dude. I was like, dude, I want this game. Oh, this game, I just don't play them.
Okay, so,
I need to stop doing that.
Yeah, you do. What is, the game that you're going to be playing from, now until February when Afterbirth comes out?
Street Fighter? Oh. Street Fighter comes out in February.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna spend a lot of time on Street Fighter.
You're gonna put the Afterbirth away?
Damn it!
Because they both come out in February.
I need to practice Street Fighter. I need to. Damn it!
You need to practice your Isaac too.
Well, I already have Street Fighter, but I don't have Isaac.
And that's true.
So that's that.
You're not gonna buy Afterbirth, huh?
No, I am. I am. I'm done with this game with Isaac. I might play around a little bit just to try to get this trophy to come up.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I think what you might want to do, since you're done doing the actual stuff, is, start a new save file or something like that.
I already did.
You already did?
Yeah, number two. I started number two.
And, yeah, try to get, Super Meat Boy. Use the pyro technique to get Super Meat Boy again. See if... Because I think that's the one that's just... Trapped, right? That's the trophy you haven't unlocked in the PlayStation trophy list?
I don't think... No. The ones... Well, actually, because there is two of them.
Right.
I got the...
One of them is probably a gold trophy.
I got the Golden God trophy. It gave me the Golden God trophy. It did not give me the Platinum God trophy. It did not give me the Collect All the Trophies trophy, which is the Platinum trophy.
Right.
And I didn't... There's another one at the bottom, dude, but I don't know which one it is.
I think you should look it up. I think you need to figure out what that trophy is, because that's the reason why you're not getting your trophies.
Could it really be that I missed something?
No.
No, because I got a real Platinum God. I didn't miss anything.
But something didn't trigger while you were playing, while you were getting your trophies, and that's why...
And just grab it again, or try to get it again?
Yeah.
I guess that's a thing I could do.
Because that's a lot of people, that's what they do. Because even if you deleted the game and deleted all your saves, you would still have your trophies for that game.
Yeah. They'll stay.
So if it says you're missing this trophy, and that's the only thing you need to trigger the rest of them, then as soon as you get that trophy again, get it to pop, then it should trigger your real Platinum God and whatever the other thing is.
Well, to answer your question, I think right now I'm probably going to play the Infamous series.
Oh, good and series.
Because I already started the... I started streaming it, too.
You did the first one. Did you beat the first one?
No, I didn't beat it. I'm not even at the point where you get on the bus, you try to save the bus through, get to the other side of town.
Okay, so you're like a third?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how far I'm at, but yeah, I haven't gotten that far. And I did get that far before, though. Like, I got past that part when I was playing it not on stream.
Right.
But, you know, I restarted the game to stream it. And after that, I'd probably play the BioShock series. Although my game is giving me, like, super lag, dude. Like, the frame rate dropped to, like, three frames per second.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it did that. So I'm gonna have to retry that.
You don't have it on PC, do you?
No. I don't have it on PC. That's a PlayStation 3, man. And I don't understand why he's doing that.
I don't know.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to talk to somebody about that. Maybe try to get another copy or something. I don't know what the deal is.
It's just too powerful.
So I think those two, just finish out those series. Because I really want to play... I want to play the third BioShock, Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play Infinite a lot, because I've heard a lot of good things about that. I've heard, you know, the ending is pretty amazing. So I want to... But I can't... Like you, I don't want to play that game before playing the other ones. And I haven't finished the first one, and I haven't even touched the second one. Which I hear the second one wasn't as great, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. I still have to play it.
Right.
So, yeah, those are my deals.
I think my game resolution is, we'll see how long it lasts. We'll see if I get to it. I'm picking something that should be attainable. I should be able to do this and still be able to play other games. My game resolution for the next year is to platinum 2 games.
Platinum 2 games?
Yep. Guacamelee, the regular edition, because that's the one that I'm close to platinuming. Right? Regular Guacamelee. I just have to beat the game on hard mode. That's all I have to do. I did all the collections. Guacamelee's
not that bad. It really isn't that bad.
I did all the collections, find all the hidden items. I did all that already. All the max combos, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I did it on my first playthrough. All I have to do now is just beat the game on hard. And I will have that platinum on my PS3 and my Vita. And then Bloodborne.
You want platinum Bloodborne?
Yeah. The only challenge I have in front of me for platinum Bloodborne is the stupid chalice dungeons. The stupid, stupid chalice dungeons. It's the only thing getting in my way between me and platinum Bloodborne. Once I'm done with that, it's a cakewalk. The rest of it's easy.
Before you finish the game?
Yeah.
Or have you actually gone through the end game?
No. I'm at the end game. I'm at the final boss.
But you're not gonna beat him until you do the challenge.
Until I do the challenge, okay. Because then I have to go through the game again. I can, through a special way of doing it, get all the trophies with one playthrough. Because I hate trophies that make you play the game again and again and again.
I don't really mind it, unless it's like something stupid. But
I don't like playing games over again. You know, it's like one of the reasons why I haven't done the Infamous trophies. Like I can get most of the Infamous Platinums too, because all I have to do is just play the game on hard and like
be evil.
But I'm like, I don't really want to play this again right now. I want to play something new because there's like all these new games that have come out. You know.
So, just so you know, the trophy that I'm missing,
yeah,
is Real Platinum God.
No, it can't be.
Yeah, the bottom trophy, Real Platinum God, and the loss, I have that one, and the one above that, Platinum God. Those are the two that I'm missing right there.
How do you get Platinum?
I already did. I just got Platinum God.
No, how do you unlock it normally?
Platinum God, you get all the endings and all the secrets. You get Golden God by getting all the items. And Platinum God, Platinum God, collect all items and unlock all secrets and endings. Okay, so what's Golden God? Golden God says you are the best.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever. That's Platinum God. And Real Platinum God is 100% the game. Which, according to Isaac, I 111% of the game. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you just need to take a picture. Say it to Sony. Be like, where's my platinum? Fix this, please. You know, create a hashtag event over it, because there's a bunch of people that have this problem. It's not just you.
With Isaac?
With Isaac.
Really?
Not necessarily those trophies, but like, certain trophies glitching, and then not being able to get their platinum because of it.
That's not good.
This is your first platinum.
Yeah, it would be my first platinum.
Yeah.
It felt really good, and then it got
real sour.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's not officially there, so.
I was there for that. I saw that happen.
It was amazing. I think I was talking to you when that thing came up. Like all three, like all those the secrets came up. And I was just like, "Argh!" I stopped talking to you so quick.
And it's because you X through them too quick. Just taking a moment to savor each one, giving PlayStation a moment to like, oh hey, wait a second. It is really weird that it won't sync now. Everything else will sync, right?
I don't know. I didn't try it. I didn't try any other games.
I think you should try other games, because every other game will sync except for Isaac, I think, because it won't sync on my computer on my PlayStation.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, you tried it.
I jumped in Black's account and tried to sync it on my PlayStation. Wouldn't sync it.
I don't know what the deal is, man. I'll probably send them an email, because that's something that I need to have. It's something that I earned after like 400 hours of gameplay or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah,
probably more than that. I played a lot of that game.
Yeah, you have the highlight. You can give them a link to your highlight.
Oh, that's right. I have it recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, I gotta trim the. I gotta podcast. Highlight the podcast. Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally forgot
about that. I can actually do that here.
You bastard.
Before that goes away.
Yep. Alright, well, I mean, that was obviously your most exciting moment of the year. It was Platinum, Isaac.
My first Platinum.
First Platinum, and you just squeaked it in before the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, there is a thing on Reddit.
Yeah. Different trophies. Everybody has a problem with a different trophy.
Whatever.
Thank you very much, Sony and Edmund McMillan.
Yeah. So.
I mean, yeah, that was our 2015. I think. You think we're missing anything?
No.
Obviously, there's going to be a Kojima thing, and Kojima making a game for PlayStation. We don't know.
That's cool, but I mean, it's just an announcement. There's nothing.
Yeah. It doesn't impact us directly yet. Yet.
Yet. Until they come out with a new horror game for the
PlayStation?
Not for the VR.
You think he's going to start?
I really hope so.
He's going to take his low budget independent studio.
Sony's picking him up, dude.
For this one game.
Sony is picking them up. It doesn't matter. Sony's picking them up.
And they're going to go like, hey, I know you haven't made a VR game yet. So, make a VR game. Because that's what we want to lose our money on.
Lose our money on? What are you talking about? It's going to be the best one ever, dude.
No way. He's gonna make a spiritual successor to Police Knots and Snatcher. And people are going to remember, oh yeah, this is why we love Kojima. Because of his excellent storytelling.
Well, I still want my horror game. They took that away from me, dude.
They ripped that right.
Yeah.
Like a baby. It was a baby in the sink in your arm.
Good, dude. Really deformed baby, you know? Yeah. Didn't even look like an actual human.
It's a vertical slice they stole from you.
Yeah. I heard. I really heard when they said no more, dude. I was like, this game is something. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. We hope you guys had a great year, and we hope you guys have a great new year coming up. Tune in next week, or you will get a release, as I am in Mexico. But there will still be a release. Yeah. See you then.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.